fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Dr. Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news, along with
Dan Dugan right here, the other guy on the other side, WGRN.
All right, Mr. Dugan, I know you're one of those news addicts.
Yeah, a bit.
So what's been happening and what do we need to discuss?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff to discuss, and I thought we'd lead off by discussing DACA and the failure of Congress to get anything done specific. And there were three major bills. One was McCain-Coons, which did not have the wall included in it.
No wall.
Mr. Trump didn't like that.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere.
No.
When you're the new El Duce.
Exactly.
When you're the new...
You must have your wall.
El Duce.
Right.
Mr. Mussolini, you need your wall.
El Duce, eh? That's right. But then the one that seemed to have the most sense, or that had the most the best chance, was the Common Sense Coalition, which came from Collins and Manchin. And at the last minute, Mr. Trump indicated he would veto that, too.
And so, pray tell, what was their common sense? What was their proposal?
Well,
of course Trump's going to veto it. It's the common sense plan.
Right. It was a bipartisan plan that was going to cover 1.8 million.
He does not approve of buy activity.
They were not going to let the Dreamers to bring their parents in or to sponsor their parents, but 1.8 million Dreamers would have been included.
Okay.
But not as of now, because of Trump's opposition, it did not get the necessary votes to pass. So on we go.
And why did Trump again threaten to veto it?
I think it was had too much heart. He had his reasons, but... very specifically, he believes that his plan will be the best one, and so I think it's the kind of that's the way he tends to negotiate.
What is his plan? To build a beautiful
wall,
expensive, well, only right. Beautiful from the U.S. sign. That's in these specs. That it only has to look good on the American side.
Right. Yeah, and also it will keep out those criminals. As he sees it.
But how would it keep out the criminals? I thought the president's son-in-law and his son and the Russian mafia were allowed into the U.S.
Oh, Bob, how dare you?
Oh, different criminals, sorry.
Yes, of
Mr.
course.
Mr. Dugan, let me apologize.
You must be working for the FBI or something. Could that be? Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, so. NSA, CIA, and anyone who... disagrees with Mr. Trump.
Yes.
Now, really, you know what I am, Mr. Dugan. I'm fake news.
Yeah, you are. I've noticed that. Just pretty much everything we've ever discussed on this show has been fake news. Absolutely. Yeah, we won't even talk about the payments given to the porn star, right? We won't even go there.
Hey, look, that came right out of the pockets of Mr. Trump's attorney. A lot of times you got, like, big pockets. There's, like, $130,000 in cash in there.
Right.
And your client wants to pay off a porn star for having sex with her to keep her silent before the election. You're going to reach into your, they're like, if you think about it, he probably had on those parachute pants.
Parachute pants.
The hammer pants. Because you can stuff $130,000 in cash.
Absolutely.
So he probably just reached in out of kindness, not to bother Mr.
Didn't come from
Trump,
the campaign. Right?
El Duce.
Yeah, El Duce.
And gave the money out, okay?
It's right.
Perfectly and lawyers are like that, It's like, I'm a lawyer. A lot of times I'll have $130,000 in cash
to
pay off.
Right.
I mean... to come to an arrangement.
In a little sack with a dollar sign on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's how it works.
And also,
I'm not going to bill my client for that. That would be wrong, right? You just kind of, you're the lawyer, so you just kind of give $130,000 of your own money to keep the porn star quiet.
And the porn star says that now because the lawyer brought it up, that violates their non-disclosure, and so she's going to go ahead and tell her story to whoever probably pays her the most.
Sue, right?
I mean, that's the American way.
That's on her. It's going to wreck her porn career.
Yes.
If people think of Donald Trump having sex with her, they're going to get nauseated, and no one's going to hire her because they'll see these image of this orange hair flying back.
And,
kind of, a lot of people won't be able to accept that, and it's going to wreck her career as a porn star.
Absolutely. We wouldn't want that to happen.
She should sue.
No, absolutely not. One thing that has been happening in the last few weeks is because we've been away for a bit. The budget was passed by the House, and it certainly includes the $1.5 trillion for the infrastructure, and it is the biggest budget buster ever from the party of fiscal responsibility.
Yes, they'll be close to, this year alone. It looks like they're going to double the yearly budget deficit and add $1 trillion to the long-term debt. No one has really done this before. I mean, there's not a crisis. There's not a Great Depression.
Right. And we got our tax break, too. So it's very important to remember
that. Well, particularly the corporations got their tax break.
And that's fiscal responsibility.
It's going to stimulate the economy, Dan.
Sure.
The economy of Vietnam.
Great jobs.
The economy of China. Because there's nothing in it when you're lowering the taxes from 35% to 21%. There's nothing in it that says this tax break is linked to actually investing in the USA.
Uh-huh.
So the money will come. Shockingly, the money will come to his rich capitalist friends and the corporations, and they will invest it in Cambodia, in Vietnam. They'll be out there looking for cheap labor, and they'll be losing jobs in the U.S. That's because Mr. Trump likes ultimately to take care of his friends and not the American people.
Amazing.
He knows it sells.
I can't believe
you're
saying
talk about
that.
Jobs, when you pander to the most ignorant who don't follow the patterns of investment and disinvestment, you tell them, I'm looking out for you. Meanwhile, you slip your homies, you slip your capitalist cohorts, your cronies. This is crony capitalism. You
that's
slip
right.
them the big money, and they leave the country and go invest. Shockingly, all the data indicates that his corporate capitalist cronies, what they do is they go wherever they can make the most money. It's almost like they're trying to make profit, Dan.
Mm.
And if you
Amazing.
Don't require them to invest in the U.S. to get a tax break, they'll go overseas.
How about that? I'm stunned that
stunned.
These things might happen in this grand land. Yeah, it just continues. Things just continue to pile up, both from the Trump administration and then what's happening in society at large. Such as, and maybe it's too soon to discuss gun legislation.
I don't think so. I remember there was a Democratic representative on, and it's like, okay, every time there's a mass shooting, Paul Ryan and the Republicans come out and
too
say,
soon.
It's too soon
too
to talk
soon.
About that. There's
just been a mass
shooting. It's like, can you imagine if 17 people got strangled? We can't talk about strangling. So 17 people get shot.
Slingshots?
Dead.
Why? How dare you bring up slingshots?
So 17 people get shot dead with gun, but you're not allowed to talk about guns or bullet or gunpowder or the NRA or the fact that a lot of these people appear to be mentally ill, severe behavioral problems, these massive loopholes in the law where they're not really tracking these behaviors.
The shooter in Florida said on Facebook that he's going to be a professional school shooter. And this was brought to the attention of the FBI, but
his gun rights are sacred.
Right,
just
which is why he was allowed to
was
purchase
be
a gun legally.
School shooter doesn't mean you can interfere with his rights to hold that gun, coddle that gun, kiss the stock of that gun. That's what Trump and Paul Ryan
That's
want.
Freedom.
And to even bring this up after the fact, it's too soon because it's too obvious. You can't talk. You need it to die down, and the outrage to die down, because there's other kids that are going to be shot dead because of gun worship. Right. These ghost guns where you get different parts and you put them together. Yeah. A ghost gun is I buy a Heckler and Koch stock. I buy a barrel from another maker,
right,
and I put it together, and I don't have to record it because I built the gun myself.
Yeah. Well, to throw
Or the Craigslist.
Really?
I show up in a parking lot and I say, yeah, you look like you're a fine person of high moral standard, Danny Dugan.
Oh, absolutely.
And you might have seven felonies for.
I saw a gun deal go downtown about a year ago, right in the parking lot. Right there where where 71 crosses Broad Street.
Just say
Broad
you
Street.
Hate free enterprise.
And I drove by and I watched these guys exchanging a gun and money and just waved and carried on. What can I do about it? I mean, I might get shot asking questions. How dare I? But
so another loophole.
You know, there's 8 guns for every white male in this society, Bob, by the way. So where are your 8 guns right now? Do you know where your guns are?
Well, if my guns, they would be in a gun safe.
Yeah, I would think so. So I can't figure out how that means. Like, some guys must own, like, 30-some guns or something. Because there's a lot of us that, don't have guns.
There used to be old rules, different states, different times, different areas, where you couldn't own more than 10 in some
there
state,
you
it would
go.
Be an arsenal.
A limit. Yes. Right.
You know, once you got past 10, you were a small mini arsenal.
Yes, there are no limits. But, you know, this whole thing goes on. And someone brought up on Facebook today, it's really scary stuff, that when people begin to have the 3D printers in their homes, guess what they can do?
Make a plastic gun.
They can make their own gun.
When they can get through the metal detectors.
Why bother with any
legislation, right? Because that was already done. Somebody had built a 3D gun that, you know, fired a shot. It was just, you know, plastic. So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
it's coming.
Ultimately, the guns are
you.
Coming.
So keep your eyes open, folks.
Why fight for the right or not discuss the issue of these clearly whacked out, mentally ill? I mean, you listen to the big pharma commercials, right? And a lot of these pharmaceuticals are given to people with mental illnesses. The side effects, violent, if you have violent suicidal reactions.
Sure.
And we're not monitoring these people.
Right, like the side effects to Propecia, which our president uses.
Right, to see if, in fact, you know, their behavior is odd. So this kid, hadn't the police been aware of him? Hadn't they gone
apparently,
to his house?
Yes, apparently they did. Numerous times went to his house. But nothing was done. They didn't want to violate his rights.
He's in high school, Dan. He's got an inalienable right.
Right.
To as many guns as he wants.
Yes, indeed.
Despite his behavioral problems, despite his mental illness, despite writing on Facebook that he's going to be a professional gun shooter.
Yeah. School shooter, yeah. Uh-huh.
And the NRA will stand tall, protecting the right of the mentally insane to gun down school children.
And then we have cops shot up here in Westerville, which, of course, mm-hmm. all the local media outlets have milked that as much as they possibly
wasn't
can.
Wasn't it too soon
and
after
it is
that?
A tragic...
Wasn't it too soon for TV4 to milk that
and
have a telethon
for their families?
Isn't it really
right,
exploitation by NBC, which was doing it overwhelmingly for money because they're looking for
a cynic,
an audience?
So.
Right, you know.
Right.
It's why isn't it when they're shot, 2 police officers are shot,
right,
it's not too soon to talk about the reason why. Mm-hmm. It's just when school kids are shot.
Right.
So I believe in one standard. I believe in both cases. We should talk about it. And this
is also believe we're talking
WGRN 94.1.
There you go. The Green Renaissance, I think we should pronounce it. The Green Renaissance. Renaissance. Yes, indeed. It's a great radio station, and we hope you're out there listening.
And it's a great radio show
it done.
Known as The Other
Side, the other side
of the News.
That's right. I forgot to mention.
I am Bob Fitrakis.
One side.
And he is.
Dan Dugan, the other side of the other side. The other guy. There we go.
On the other side.
All right. Well, we got that out of the way. So,
But yeah, now you should talk about this stuff, whether it's police officers who we know are at greatest risk when they're
especially
dealing with domestic violence.
Yeah.
People's emotions are high. Mm-hmm. They're not acting rational. And they're in a society that loves to have guns.
Right.
So in this case, you know, they did charge, and I think rightfully so, the guy that illegally bought him a gun because he'd had these domestic violence charges against him. He shouldn't have had a gun. So he had his friend hook him up.
Well, there you go, see?
You know, so. I think you got to go strong after any of these situations.
You're making your argument for the other side there. So, anyway.
But you really got to go strong over any of these people that are illegally buying guns for people that have behavioral problems, mental illnesses,
one would think.
Domestic violence charges.
Well, Donald Trump does want to talk, and his ilk, they do want to discuss mental illness. And mental illness is the problem, see? Not the guns. It has nothing to do with the guns. It's the mental illness problems. And I think that, as we just spoke about with Donald Trump and his use of Propecia, well, mental illness should be something he should know quite a bit about.
A side effect.
Yes.
You know, it might cause you to have sex with a porn star. Hopefully he'll have an attorney that won't let it talk to him and just cough up $130,000 to silence that porn star.
Yes, indeed. So, and again, we spoke about perhaps the improper improper handling of Trump's campaign funds. And so in the meantime, the Russians and their hacking of our elections has been confirmed numerous times.
Yeah,
I know a Russian word there. Da, there's two of them. But yeah, so the Russian investigation continues, and in the meantime, it gets lots of news, but no results. And people are impatient; they want something to happen. And where do you think we're headed, Bob?
Well, I hope we're heading to what happened in Pennsylvania, to putting paper in the machine.
Right, there we go.
So you can actually recount it. Right, Pennsylvania, where Trump won by not a whole lot of votes, you know, in the tens of thousands.
Right.
But again, 86% of the machines had no paper in them, so you couldn't recount them.
Exactly.
They were direct recording computer voting machines, DREs.
Right.
You push a button, there's no paper, you can't recount it, and the people coming out said they were voting differently. They said Hillary Clinton won. So you come out, you're doing a survey. This is random and representative. Scientific survey, and they're saying I voted this way. And then the votes on these machines with no papers are recorded differently. But they're computerized voting machines. Shockingly, you can program a computerized voting machine to give you the results you want in advance.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be 51-49 for Trump because we secretly programmed the machines. And who knows what the Russians were up to. We know that they were hanging around in the databases with the voting rolls. And we
the FBI said they didn't think the Russians did have any direct.
Well, how would you know? You know, we have a system that's not designed. It's non-transparent. We have a system where not only could the Russians have done it, but the private companies with their proprietary software who come in secretly and program the machines, and we have no right to look. I hope there's a lawsuit in Wisconsin.
Right, I was going to ask you
coming
about
out that. Of the remnants of the Green Party campaign. Uh-huh. I know attorneys for Jill Stein, and I have, for full disclosure, I worked on the recount.
Absolutely.
In Wisconsin, the presidential recount for Jill Stein. But I hope... hoping that they sue over the software, and we get a chance to peek in and see the general management system software, the counting software, and also the software that allows you to program the computers that count the vote. So I hope they get a look at that because, you know, the Russians are just part of the problem.
Yeah,
it's these private companies as well that are often very partisan.
Right.
Well, and may not have liked Hillary Clinton.
Which side of the bread their butter's on. Absolutely. So you're hoping that Jill joins this lawsuit?
There's a ongoing battle in Wisconsin, and they're trying to get the source code and the software for the management and counting of votes given to them, which they're allowed to have under Wisconsin law. I worked on that case, and I was the one that worked on the team that found that Wisconsin law allows you to examine the source code on how the machines are programmed.
Right.
Because
and,
the results in Wisconsin...
Should we mention your recent book, the Strip and Flip Them?
Strip and Flip Election of 2016.
Right. Uh-huh.
So you can take a look in there. I've got a little section.
Plug for Bob here.
Second and edition.
Harvey.
But all of the money goes to the Columbus Institute for Contemporary Journalism, a 501c3 that does research on elections.
So that's that. What we're saying is, if you wish to know more about the elections and the electronic elections, and you want to get it from the source, from Bob and Harvey, yeah,
Strip and Flip Elections of 2016.
There it is. Strip and Flip the Elections of 2016. Excellent.
And again, you can get that at thefreepress.org. Best at thefreepress.org. You can buy it at more commercial places, but the Free Press retains the money if you buy it from thefreepress.org.
The Free Press. Absolutely should. The new Free Press is out, by the way. Right?
It is.
Came out last week, yes? All right.
Yes.
2 weeks ago? Anyway, it's out.
And it talks about painting Columbus red. I'm running into all these socialists, Mr. Dugan, these young socialist college
socialists
students.
In the U.S. of America?
I'm blaming it on
Bernie. As
long as
they're not communists, we're all right.
Well, it's bad enough you got your liberal Democrats that are, according to Mr. Trump, un-American.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to figure out what could be more un-American than calling other people un-American. Un-American, right?
That seems very American to me.
In a free society.
You guys aren't real Americans.
It's a free society. We're known for our freedom. Our troops are fighting for our freedom. You're exercising your freedom, so you're un-American.
Right. There you go.
It's so
How dare
bizarre.
You? How dare you read the Constitution?
How dare you
try
not
to live
stand
that
ritualistically for the Führer and clap repeatedly and for a
douche.
Very long time? Because I'm saying, I'm reading a teleprompter in a very lame way, and I'm impressing people because I'm actually doing some complete sentences.
How about that?
Without messing up.
Right. Staying on a topic for more than 2 minutes. It's incredible. Wow.
So, you know, the fact that he wasn't ADD, I mean, okay.
He's not.
Maybe stand up at the end and clap, but why would you coerce, force, harass the opposition party to clap for your incredibly vapid, bizarre manipulations? Hi, this is a little kid who put out a lot of flags.
He's showing the real Americans how these representatives are not real Americans themselves, you see?
Yeah, that should be the job of the president and the State of the Union address.
Mm-hmm.
Then
Absolutely.
He lied when the State of the Union was strong because it's not strong.
You must clap.
Because he's a coercive, authoritarian, fascistic.
And he knows a lot about
bore.
The clap.
So
I'm sure he does.
We well, don't you know. That stuff.
His personal Vietnam were sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, his other personal Vietnam was them bone spurs. I'd really like to go and fight for my country, but I got some bone spurs.
In the meantime, there
as opposed to something else that starts with a bone, which we won't talk about.
Oh, Lord.
Then.
Oh, God. Boy, I tell you.
Ignore that.
Whew. I tell you. Yeah, there you go.
He had some spurs in that area.
Changing
as well.
The subject quickly, there has been quite a bit of news in the state of Ohio concerning the electronic charter school known as ECOT.
ECOT
and
ECOT, man, it's ECOT.
They have been found to be $80 million of overpayments.
There was no record the students ever access. Their website,
and the state school board has to come up with this money or something? Is that how it's supposed to work?
Well,
out,
ECOT says it should.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's like they're saying, like, look, there's no proof whatsoever that we educated these kids. Pay us.
Right. Precisely. And this says a whole lot for the future of charter schools.
So the auditor goes in and looks around and, you know, it's like organized crime. It's like a RICO.
Well, they didn't even know the students were attending, you know, whether or not they were actually logging in.
It's
right?
An honors program. Yeah, well, you can tell.
Oh, it's an honors program.
Well, you can tell when they log in, the computer actually records
really?
It.
Really?
There was no record that they were logging in, and they were billing for all these what they call full-time equivalency. You know, how you get reimbursed is how many students do you have,
right,
and what is their full-time equivalency?
Exactly.
Are they taking a full load?
Right.
So in that situation, there was no proof that, you know, thousands upon thousands of these students ever attended online.
Or just logged
right?
in.
It's online computer education.
And go watch, you know, something on YouTube on another... on another box, I mean,
right? But they weren't.
They
weren't even.
To be logged in,
they weren't really even logging in.
Yeah.
And then there's
they
a question:
to log in,
if
they, maybe they weren't. There
if they logged in,
all.
Were they actually doing anything?
Yes,
it's
that's
a
what
system
I'm saying. Right.
Designed to reward. And ECOT wants to get paid for essentially doing nothing. There's no proof that it was actually educating the students that they were billing for.
There you go, boy. What a great operation!
And you may have seen an excellent article in the Columbus Dispatch pointing out that the Republicans will not allow charter schools in Republican areas. That they're designed to destroy
to help the inner
public,
city Democratic.
Yeah. To destroy really the inner city Democratic.
Class, yes,
they're really designed
right.
because you want to get rid of the teachers' unions.
Absolutely, those criminals.
Yeah, so the. The whole design
wow.
is to go in and destroy. And they actually have a higher failure rate, 25% or so.
Right, absolutely.
So are given an F grade.
Yeah.
So it's a way to destroy community schools, inner city schools.
Right.
But they won't let this happen to their rural Republican schools.
I see.
Because people get
or the ones
very,
in the nice
very
suburbs
angry.
Like Dublin or
New
Albany.
These suburban schools, which
now they can
very,
have private schools. As well, but
right.
yeah. So the charter schools are not being allowed.
The charter schools
saying.
Get public money. The
Republican
the
area.
Private schools, yeah. If you've got a Catholic school, they're not getting money.
Yeah, that's right.
They're you
wasn't
know, it's
it
a
the
private
Catholic
religious.
Schools? Wasn't that part of the argument in the beginning about charter schools? That look what they the Catholics do it, so why can't we?
Right, right but the Catholics actually do
Didn't
it
get
right.
Money from it, yeah.
Right, they actually.
They seem to, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
St.
the
Charles right down the street is definitely the high school to get to if you're
right.
Yeah, absolutely. So it works in some ways, but obviously this
ECOT was a way to launder money, you know, into school systems that were privatized,
right.
unaccountable, and would destroy the public school systems. And
okay.
There's faults with the public school system. As we wrap up here, I can think of no school board in America worse than the Columbus School Board. Gary Baker, absolutely incompetent, giving away money, you know, as to Mr. Pizzuti. It's like they scour Central Ohio to find somebody rich who shouldn't pay taxes to the Columbus public schools.
Well, we're going to have to wrap up here, but one thing I wanted to mention, the Olympics are on.
Gary Baker, god-awful member of the school board.
Thank you, Bob.
Remember, Gary Baker, don't ever, ever vote for
don't
this man.
Don't vote for him.
He's going to try to move forward in the future.
In the meantime.
You know, I think anyone who can run against him and take his votes away because he's an incompetent lackey for Mr. Pizzuti.
Thank you. Tell us how you really feel. In the meantime, I just wanted to interject that I think that South Korea has the nicest flag in out of any of the countries. And they won a skeleton race last night.
But so they also have the best
they
cheerleaders.
They got a gold. So let's hear it for the hosts.
They also
and for
have
the US
best,
of A.
And the best cheerleaders because they smile constantly.
Absolutely. All right. We're here at the other side, WGRN 94.1.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dan Dugan.
Dr. Bob Petraeus.
Bringing you the other side of the news on the Green Renaissance. Thanks for listening to the other side of the news. This is Bob Petraeus.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1, LPFM, the Green Renaissance.